Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. We said in one of the previous episodes, one of the keys of life is to keep ourselves clean, and we would like to continue with that because we have so many ahadith, traditions and narrations from the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt in this regard. We also said that one needs to have a shower every Friday, to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Monday, he was talking to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said to him, Ya Ali, make sure that you have a shower every Friday. And if you don't have water, go buy water. If you don't have money to buy water, go borrow money so you can buy water to have a shower. There's so much emphasis on Friday and having a shower. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a hadith, he says that Al-Ansar, the supporters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they used to work on their, you know, daily basis. They used to work, whether it is, you know, trying to get to their rizq, sustain themselves, or doing hard labor. And they used to come to the masjid. When they come to the masjid after days of work, they come with a bad odor, you know, from sweat and whatever they've been doing. And he says, فَيْتَأَذَّ النَّاسُ بِأَرْوَاحِ أَبَاطِهِمْ, that people become harmed and, you know, annoyed by the smell of the armpits, obviously because they've been working and sweating. وَأَجْسَادِهِمْ, and their bodies. فَأَمَرَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلَهِ, and the Prophet ordered them بِالْغُسْلِ, that they must shower, that they need to shower before they come to the masjid. فَجَرَتْ بِذَلِكَ السُنَّةِ, and then this became a tradition or a way for the mu'mineen that when they work and they sweat, they need to have a shower. Me and you, we also work. And sometimes some people get too lazy to shower. They come back home, obviously, with the intention to shower. But once they hit the couch, they take the remote, they say, well, you know what, let me relax a little bit and then I will shower. And that little bit becomes an hour, hour becomes two. And they said, you know, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. And the same thing might happen again. I mean, that is not the tradition of the Prophet or the mu'mineen. A person straight away after work, he needs to go have a shower. Make sure that you smell good. You look good. I mean, at the end of the day, we have spouses, we have children, we have friends. We go outside, we meet with people. We need to make sure that we're not harming others with our smells. Now, you and me, I'm pretty sure you have walked into gatherings, especially religious gatherings or places of, you know, whether it's the shrine of the imams and masajid, and you've smelled really bad odors. And sometimes you wonder, how could the mu'min or mu'mineen be in such a state? That I personally, sometimes I walk to the shrines and I smell really bad odors, especially that of socks, where people, you know, come and they take their shoes off and they walk in and it smells. It is first disrespecting the imam alayhi salam that you walk with such a pure dirtiness, that a person walks in with a pure dirtiness and smells bad to come and meet the Imam alayhi salam, or to come to see the Imam alayhi salam. And also it harms other fellow visitors, other fellow mu'mineen. A person should walk into the shrine and make people feel happy and pleasant when they see him or when he passes through them. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخکاری اینجا کم سواب داره، دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we said a person needs to look good and smell good. Now, how was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? Because me and you, when we read the Quran, Allah says that in the Prophet you have a way of life, tradition. لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. A good tradition and a way of life that you have to get from the Prophet by looking at the things that he did. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to do in terms of keeping himself clean? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously loves those who are clean and those who are obviously healthy, they smell nice and look nice. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he said himself, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ ثَلَاثٌ. Three things from your world that I love. And you hardly hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam saying that I love things from the dunya, because obviously he's in tune with the akhirah, is unlike me who loves everything. No, he does not love the dunya, but he says there are three things that I love about this dunya, which makes me wonder, the Prophet, he himself loves three things in this dunya? I must know what they are, because that's strange for the Prophet to say I love and then dunya. In the same sentence, he says, "Al-tib, perfume. I love perfume." Two, he says, and when it comes to woman, which is obviously he's referring to his wives. And three, "Qurrat ayni fi salah." The comfort of my eye is a prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi says, "Be look nice, smell beautiful when it comes to your daily life." And he says, another hadith, إذا غسل رأسه ولحيته غسلهما بالصدر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when he used to wash his head and he used to wash his beard, he would use this sidr, this leaves of a tree. I'm not sure if sidr available everywhere, but you have to go and ask the places where they sell traditional medicine. They might have these leaves of that tree, and you can buy them, mix them with water, and you can wash your head and your beard with it. And the hadith continues. كان لا ينام, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he would not sleep, إلا والسواك عند رأسه, except for that miswak being next to his head. He would use to have that miswak, that tree, which we usually buy from Mecca. You will find it in all the shops. Or at least now we refer to it as a toothbrush. He said he used to have that next to his head. So when he wakes up, he brushes his teeth. When he sleeps, he brushes his teeth. فَإِذَا نَهَضَ بَدَأَ بِالسِّوَاكِ. The first thing he does, when he wakes up, he brushes his teeth. Now, me and you, how much of that are we doing? How much of that do we apply in our daily life? That when it comes to perfume, we put perfume. We pray on time. We are good to our spouses. And we brush our teeth first thing in the morning. A lot of people, they wake up in the morning and they straight go to eat. They go to food, breakfast, and sometimes they go out without food or breakfast to work, and obviously with a very strong mouth odor. Now, this is not the akhlaq, nor the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So in order for us to follow the Prophet in this regard, we have to do the things that he used to do. And even the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi يَسْتَاكُ إِذَا أَرَدَ أَنْ يَنَامُ, that he would brush his teeth even before he sleeps. Thank you for listening. Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.